What? 5 days. What?
I have to start it over just what? Because.
Oh, you catch a snort?
It's all of the. It's. I'm going to turn the microphone off for the very first part, for the robot part, okay? Here we go.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and there Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an
extra
one,
like we all
and
had
that's how we
cold.
Get the podcast, the podcast.
We
the
do.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, the podcast.
The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
It's hard for me to believe that that's me because I couldn't sing that right now.
Why?
If I try, I have my voice has been gone for 3 weeks.
Oh, with the allergy
with
thing.
The allergies and the just overdoing it and the staying up till 1 a.m. every night and coming in here at 4 o'clock in the morning and it just I got
sleeping here.
I gotta sleep all weekend to make up for this and try to get better. Just been too much.
I want to do something real quick because I'm going to send a big shout out to our friends at Subway. We're actually taping this podcast live on National Sandwich Day. And today is a big deal because they brought us some sandwiches by. They're like, here, try all the different ones. I have been picking out, man.
I want a sandwich. You eat all the turkey ones?
No, I ate the roast beef ones. The roast beef ones are, I left one just so one of you guys can try it. It's amazing. I don't know why. It just hit me as perfect today. So thank you, Subway. Also, if you're going to run to Subway, make sure you try the new Autumn Carved Turkey Sandwich. They have it's a delicious sandwich. I mean, obviously, we tell you about it as often as possible. Oven roasted, thick cut carved turkey made without artificial preservatives or flavors. It's served with a new cranberry mustard sauce, which is really good. Sorry, I need something to drink. Hold on. Nice. Slice of cheddar cheese on there, all in freshly baked 9-grain wheat bread. You're going to love it. So get to Subway for the thick-cut autumn-carved turkey sandwich today. And I'll say something that I did different. I normally go with wheat bread every time I go to Subway, and I had the white bread, you know, like the French bread, normal white bread, you know?
Yeah.
It was amazing. I haven't had it. It's just sweet. It's like sugar to me because I haven't had, like, regular bread in so long. It's been wheat bread. Makes a difference, man.
Yeah, it does. It does.
What'd you get, Patrick?
Nothing.
Why?
They all have pickles on them. I hate that. Why would you put pickles on every one of them?
I don't know. I don't get that.
Pickles either. Are the one thing you can't take off.
Yeah, you can't.
No.
That's the easiest thing to take off.
No, because it doesn't go away.
Oh,
you take tomatoes or lettuce or whatever off the sandwich. You take cheese off the sandwich. It's still fine. You can't take pickle away.
It's maddening.
It's stained.
It's maddening.
It has stained.
Got a pickle stain.
I hate pickles so much. Y'all have no idea.
Really?
I don't know if we've ever actually talked about this. I loathe pickles.
Have you ever seen Bob and I drink pickle juice?
It's the most nasty thing I've ever seen.
I tell you, if it's really cold and it's really hot, it's cold and it's hot outside, it's pretty good. You got to kind of sip it. It's a sipper.
Pickles so much.
Dude, I'm going to drink a jar of pickle juice and I'm going to text it to you today.
My ex-wife, when I was dieting, she would hide food she didn't want me to eat behind the pickle jars in the refrigerator because I won't even touch them.
You needed a bigger pickle jar.
Yeah, I know.
Nowadays you get all kinds of cool pickles, man. All the gourmet pickles.
Ugh.
Have you seen the fast food ones? It's fast food pickles and it's like, it's good. I don't know. You have to look for it on the thing. It's called fast food pickle.
Well, they just like
it tastes like fast food pickles. It doesn't taste like regular pickles or the ones that you get like from your uncle or aunt. They taste like the fast food pickles.
Who gets pickles from their aunt or uncle?
Well, do you don't have somebody who pickles stuff?
Cajun people. That's what
I was gonna say.
I got some new pickles.
My people pickle stuff, and then they have the pickles and they
some
pickle
special pickles.
Sometimes
they pickle okra. They pickle whatever we can pickle. We got
sometimes we pickle the pig feet.
The pig feet and pickle
that's
good.
That's one thing I could never do as a kid. Pig feet and I had no problem with the pickled eggs. Like you know, you go to the counter. This is how you know your country. When you go to the counter and you look at something in a little bar and a little bottle or jar up on the counter, and you go, I'm in the mood for that egg, you know? No.
They look like a prop from the X-Files.
Yes, really exactly. Does. The pig's foot is the
worst. It's just floating in formaldehyde, and you're like, I'm going to eat that. That's how you know. Ooh. That's how you know you're legit. If you've ever thought about it, whether you've done it or not, if you've ever thought about it.
Never, has it never crossed my mind.
That pig's foot sure looks appetizing. That's the only thing. I would try like all the other stuff they have at the convenience store, but I never ate the pickles, the pig's foot. Oh.
Bubba would get like, he'll buy beef jerky, like the, like whatever the main major brand is of beef. I can't eat beef jerky made by a company. It's got to be made by like a
I would prefer it to be somebody who made it, like especially family. My dad makes the best.
When you open up jerky. That stuff, it's so chemical-y. It's like, I don't know.
Uncle Pete's beef jerky. I'm like, I want Uncle Pete's beef jerky.
Hey, we're by my house. I don't think I have any more, but this guy used to have a jerky shack. And you pull off the side of the road.
He's selling it in Ziploc bags?
Ziploc
That's
bags.
That's the way. That's
and
the
you
way.
Get there, that's the legit stuff.
And you walk up, and he's like, hey, how are you doing? Oh, what? can I get you? Oh, what do you got? Well, we got the best they ever had was, I hate to say it, it was pickle. It was dill pickle flavored beef jerky. And it was so good. Well, they have dill pickle sunflower seeds too.
Old man Baseball on the season. Side of the road so in good. The Smoky Mountains, mm-mm. somewhere between Gatlinburg and the middle of nowhere. There's this guy on the side of the road in his shack selling beef jerky out of Ziploc bags, and he had venison and all kind of just weird stuff, and it was so good. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it was one of those. We drove back by there the next day, and he wasn't there, and I was disappointed because I would have bought more beef jerky from him.
Yeah. Yeah, I can always remember where you got, guys remember our memories like this. Remember where you bought the best beef jerky you've ever had in your life? Mine was in a small town in Montana at a gas station. Actually, it was in Billings at a gas station. I could drive you there.
Do you remember the deer jerky that I had? That I got this guy. And now if you know us, we don't eat listener food.
Nope.
A listener brings us food, and we won't do it. It was Farmington, New Mexico.
Yes.
There was a guy who came from the Navajo Reservation, and he offered me some deer jerky. And I'm like, you know what? Yes. And let me tell you something. It was the smartest move I ever made.
You only did it because he was from the res.
Yeah, and I knew he was legit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. This is the best jerky I've ever had in my life. And there were, like, two different flavors. And the bags were probably the quart size bags. Ugh, I ate both of them.
I just realized how sad it is that I have so many memories associated with food.
Beef jerky?
I remember the best cheeseburger I ever ate was in a place called Mears, Oklahoma, in the middle of a wildlife refuge where they had like a bison cheeseburgers the size of the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, maybe
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was delicious, but it's like I was a little kid, and I still remember that.
I remember how let down I was. We were in Chicago. We'll talk about the Cubs and all that, but Bubba and I were in Chicago doing some appearances or something. I don't know what we're doing there. And he goes, "Oh man, we gotta go to where? Ghirardelli's? Ghirardelli's? Where'd
the,
you?
What? The where'd pizza?
You, yeah.
Oh, was it Pizzeria Uno? Or?
No. It's the one I order every now and then, but I have it in my phone, and I can't look at my phone.
I just have
it under pizza.
Yeah, and so we go there, and it's like this big wait, and it's like an experience, and people are taking selfies, and
I think I've been to that place too.
Yeah, it's like a lot of. Yeah, it's world famous.
Good. It's good.
It is great.
It's good.
It was good.
It's
good.
You got Luminati's is one, and the other, it is Giordano's.
Giordano's, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And the problem with a lot of those places is that you go, there's so much hype. So there's no way. It's not fair.
Probably part of the problem because I was the one who sold you on it. If you recall, I was like, we were walking. I'm like, dude, let's go because it's right around the corner. We went, and I'm like, dude, it's best. It's pizza you eat with a fork.
Yeah.
There was a place in Detroit that we used to go to in Greektown that was awesome as well.
Yeah.
Deep dish pizza, to me, like the deep, like 2.5-inch thick pizza is the best pizza in the world.
Yeah.
There's pies.
There's a place in Paris called the Bouillon Chartier, and it's not hoity-toity food. It just sounds like it, but it's a really cool place, and we waited in line for like an hour and 20 minutes to get in, and it was great. The next day, we went to a hole-in-the-wall place that had the same type of food. It was better, and there was nobody there. It's just the one place that gets all the hype that everybody goes to. There's always another one right around the corner. It's probably just like it.
What is it called? Because I'm on my way to Paris next week.
Bouillon Chartier.
Dude, like Bouillon Chartier. All right, gotcha. We'll ask for that. Excuse me, do you speak English? I do not. Oh, Bouillon Chartier. Oh, yeah, it's right there.
It's funny because, like, you're talking about, you know, like, if somebody says, where's the best steak you ever had? You always know, and you can point it out or whatever. But I also equate entire trips to certain foods. Like, I will always remember going to London, not for the things that are Hampton Court and the Tower of London and all that kind of stuff. I think about the fish and chips I had at some little pub.
Yep. It's
that
food,
I don't even know what town we were in. We got on the train, and we just went out, like, 40 miles out into the countryside somewhere. We got out. We said, oh, this is a cool-looking little town. We got out, and I had the best fish and chips or, you know, fish and fries for the
Americans. I'm telling you, it's kind of sad. Like, I'm remembering all of these places I've eaten. That's how I associate all the trips I've taken. Like, oh, but we ate this incredible. I remember being in Amsterdam, and I did not smoke the pot in Amsterdam, but it was everywhere. And they sell French fries on the street. They have guys like
hot dog vendors?
You know
vendors?
How when you're in the French Quarter and they sell, like, drinks? They have, like, in between two bars, there's a guy just selling
drinks. Yeah, with the Lucky Dogs.
Or, well, no, Lucky Dogs, but there's, like, people selling drinks.
Oh, in between buildings.
In between buildings. It's like a bar just in the street.
Yeah, it's like at the end of the alley or whatever.
All over Amsterdam, they have what are called Vlamies fry shops. And it's people, they get a big paper cone, and they fill it with French fries. And on the end of the cone, they put either ketchup or mayonnaise, for if you're American or European. Mm-hmm. That's how they can tell. And it was the best French fries I ever ate in my life. People just walking around eating
French
fries.
Which one says you're American?
Ketchup.
Oh, see, and I hate ketchup. But maybe I'm not American.
Maybe you're not American.
Maybe I'm not. I don't eat the ketchup.
But I thought, by the way, in a place where everybody is smoking pot because it's legal, isn't selling French fries on the street the most brilliant business idea of all time?
It is brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Brilliant is great. Lisa on Facebook says, it's weird looking at you.
It's weird looking at you, Lisa. Hey, Lisa. We're looking at you right now.
We're looking at your picture.
Hey, Lisa, we're scamming. We're over there looking at you and your kids.
We're going through your pictures
now. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out which one is your ex.
Oh, man. You guys ready for the election?
Well, no. Let's talk about baseball first.
Yeah, let's not talk about the election at all.
Well, what about the Cleveland fans who don't want to hear you talk about the World Series?
That's true.
Cleveland had a great run. And I got to tell you,
dude, when you're up 3-1, you need to finish him. Anything I learned from Mortal Kombat, finish him. And it didn't happen.
It just didn't.
It's like blowing a fourth quarter lead. You've got it in the bag. You're up 21 points. You got 11 minutes left. You can't lose those games. And you can't lose a series that you lead 3-1. You can't.
And you know what?
Who's to
blame? Last night, Chicago almost
blew it.
They brought in Chapman, and that's their lights
shut
out,
down.
Dude.
But in his defense, he had pitched more in the last.
He's still throwing 100 miles an hour.
Oh yeah, but he just put one pitch in the wrong place.
And that's the thing.
Boom,
and that's the thing. You lose that location.
Davis barely caught that pitch and put it over. I mean, what was it? A foot and a half over the fence.
Well, yeah, he's throwing so hard. You don't have to swing hard. You let the ball have all the energy. And they just got around, short swings, and pow. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, my gosh. This is going to be a game.
I was hoping, and maybe it's just me, I was hoping that they would have tied it again. When Cleveland scored and got back within one, I wanted it to keep going. That game was so good, and I was already so lightheaded from not sleeping over the past week. I'm like, I don't want to sleep. Just
can
keep
I
me
say
going.
Where,
more baseball, please.
Can I say where I was?
Where were you?
Here comes Patrick.
Yeah,
it's his turn to brag.
No, I'm sorry. This is the coolest thing ever.
Guess who he watched the game with?
Guess who I watched the Cubs win the World Series with?
I don't even know, actually.
Take a stab at it. You'll never... It's that good.
Garth Brooks.
No, close.
Close.
Yeah, except there were two of them.
Garth and Trisha?
I went to a lot of the CMA Awards after parties. The first one we went to was Universal Music. And I'm standing there. I noticed there's not a lot of people. Then I noticed there's another room next door, and everyone seems to be in there. And I was like, what's going on in there?
oh, the game's on in there. And I'm like, oh, it's, I'm immediately running in there. Yeah, I sit down at a table. 2 feet away from me is George Strait and Alan Jackson.
You lie.
Not kidding. George Strait and Alan Jackson watching the Cubs win
you
the World.
Lie.
We're
Stop
all,
it.
There were 200 people in this room.
You sat at George Strait's table?
No, I was at the table in front of his table.
You made him look around you?
Yeah, he had to look over my gray head to see the Cubs win the World Series.
What?
It was amazing. It was amazing. Also, he, okay, I mean,
who's with him? It was him and Alan. Who
it was
else?
Him and Alan and their women and then their wives. Sorry.
And their women.
Their women.
And, what are you, Trump?
I'm Frank Sinatra. Them and their dames. And Josh Turner and Billy Currington. And I don't know. Taylor Swift was there, but she wasn't really watching the game. It sounds like I'm making that up, but really, Taylor Swift was there with Kelsey Ballerini. They don't even belong at that party. I'm not sure why they were there.
Because they have friends there.
It was awesome. And we're just, I'm sitting there drinking whiskey in my suit, and I looked over at our Katie, our business manager, was with me, and I said, we're watching the World Series with George Strait and Alan Jackson. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, that's cool. How was your day?
Mm-hmm. Were they rowdy, or were they just kind
of
chill?
The each of the last three outs, the whole crowd cheered. It was predominantly people rooting for the Cubs just to see.
Who did George root for?
When the Cubs won, they both were like, what? You know, everybody gives out a big, yeah. It was crazy. It was like, I just watched the Cubs win the World Series with George Strait and Alan Jackson.
That's so crazy.
That's just like the craziest
thing ever.
So crazy,
right?
Like, wow.
And what's also crazy is that, like, and Taylor's just walking around in the background.
Taylor's just walking around. She doesn't care about the game.
She's having a drink and
having a drink
taking
and
selfies.
Out with people. Yeah. So Alan Jackson's wearing his hat and his jacket, the same, basically, I think it was the same thing he wore on stage. George Strait is wearing a ball cap and like a button-up shirt with blue jeans. And he just looked like he got off the truck from delivering.
It's the George Strait that we would see like whenever would come back to the studio or whatever back in the day.
Everyone is wearing suits and ball gowns. It was black tie for the CMA 50th. And George Strait's at the after party like, well,
somebody
I'm going to watch the Cubbies. Y'all
somebody
should
have wore a baseball gown. Wouldn't that have been cool?
Gown?
Like, it would have been just like a uniform, and they cut it into a gown.
That would be cool.
A baseball gown. See?
So, Ben Zobrist, it's his second World Series win. He won last year for another team. This year, he won for, obviously, the Cubs. Mm-hmm. He's also MVP.
Wow.
And my tie-in is that a week ago, Gunnar was hitting with a wood bat. He has one wood bat. It was given as a gift and at Christmas. And he broke it. It didn't snap, but it put a bad crack through it in a game. And
he was hitting with it in a game.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's Ben Zobrist gave it to him for Christmas last year.
I'm sorry, what now?
What? Ben gave him that bat for Christmas, last Christmas. And Gunnar uses it. Gunnar didn't put it.
How does Ben Zobrist get about giving Gunnar a bat for Christmas? How does that happen?
Same train, same place.
Wow.
And the bat was hanging around. Gunnar would always pick it up in the cage because it was just kind of sitting around. It's a game-used bat. It's like from when he played at Tampa. And Gunnar just hit the bat really well. It's weighted, of course. It's weighted great. It's heavy, and it's got, you know, it's Ben's Louisville Slugger. Louisville Slugger makes bats specifically for certain players. So
it's the same with all the major companies. I mean, whether it's Louisville Slugger or Marucci or whoever.
So
each player,
and they have a number. They have a number that is directed to that player. And you can't buy that one. Like, you can't just go get it. You can get something real similar. You can't get that exact bat. So it was cool to have that Ben Zobrist bat, mm-hmm. game-used bat. And
was he holding it?
And he broke it.
During the game last night?
No, he's swinging something different now. Still
no, I'm saying,
swing.
Like, was he holding it during the series?
Gunnar?
Yeah.
No.
I'd have had it in my hand, man. I'd have been like, what?
No. All right, what are you doing?
Just opening up mail.
So anyway, we're gonna get Ben to sign it and we'll put it up on the wall.
That's awesome.
It'd be cool, huh?
That is very cool.
We'll get a new one.
What'd you get? Bubba's opening the mail.
Hold on. Lori Lash, who is one of our friends on social media, said, Would you want a... What size shirt do you wear? I was like, oh, no. And I tell people...
Send us shirts.
Don't send... Because they never fit right. She sent me...
What'd she send?
Piggly Wiggly. A pink Piggly Wiggly shirt.
Yeah, you should definitely wear that.
I'm gonna...
That does look like something you'd wear, though.
Yeah, that's it what does. I'm saying. I'm gonna. It's actually right up my alley. That's kind of cool. Oh, and Lenny and them sent... Lenny and Trent sent a box the other day.
Well, what's in it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Look at me.
I didn't get it. Did
yeah,
you get
you
it?
Yeah, did. Yeah, it says we got it.
Where is it?
Dude, I don't have it.
Hmm. Okay. Says it was delivered.
Super organized around here.
Didn't they send something last week?
That was it. But
well, I gave you that, whatever
no, you
it was.
Never gave it to
yes,
me.
Yes, I did. I
no,
put it right didn't. There. No, I think we opened it. What was it? I'm trying
no,
to remember.
You didn't.
Yes. Oh, my God, I don't open mail that's got your name on it. You opened it.
I didn't
Your
open
memory
it.
Is so bad, I promise you opened it.
Do I look like the guy, Big D, who would
yeah,
forget?
D. Yes.
Oh, you don't look like the guy.
But
you are the guy.
The guy.
Everyone has to look like you.
You forgetting that you opened something in the mail is right and just normal at this point. Because you were doing something else while you did it, and you don't remember doing it. What was in the box? Do we know?
I must have been doing something else. Oh, no, I never opened it. It's right here.
Oh, it's already...
I knew I didn't open it. I moved it out of the way because we were doing something. We had to film something.
Open it up.
Well, open it up. I knew I gave it to you. That's all I can remember.
We've got mail.
This is incredibly interesting.
Well, y'all talk, and I'll open mail.
Bubba's opening the mail.
Anyway.
Yep.
You know what? They didn't show Brett last night on camera.
I don't. Who knows where he was sitting? They might not have known he was there. Like, you know, he's not as easy to spot in the crowd as you, they find out where Bill Murray is. You know, like everyone can spot Bill Murray.
Did he tell the Bill Murray story on the air?
Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
Bill Murray is the other going, hey, don't screw up. You got this.
Yeah.
At the seventh inning stretch. He goes, he just made it worse. It made me laugh harder.
A bunch of reporters were interviewing Bill Murray after the game in the Cubs locker room. And you could tell he didn't really, like he was playing along, but it was like you should be interviewing the team. And so they crowded around him. He's got a bottle of champagne in his hand. And at the end, he shakes it up and sprays all the reporters with it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is really hot. I'm just letting you guys know.
What is it?
Is it a picture of Patrick?
Yes. No, it's a thing called the Rustic Flag is what they sent to us. The Rustic Flag. It's a, as it says here, it's a veteran-owned and operated business. They strive to build beautiful, high-quality flags that are handcrafted in the United States. Look at this.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, wow, that's sharp. Is that wood?
Beautiful. Yes, it's wood.
Is it offensive if we hang that in the bathroom?
This is no, it can't go in the bathroom. This is way too nice. I don't know where we're going to put it. Yeah, it's...
Well, you know where we put all of the stuff that we get?
In the bathroom, I know.
Right.
I know.
You break that rule one time, and then all of a sudden, you got stuff everywhere.
Is there anything better than the smell of fresh stained wood?
That's really good, man. That's really awesome.
Lenny and Trent, you're awesome. We love you guys.
That's
wow.
Beautiful. That's really beautiful. What a great gift. Thank you, guys. Yeah, I wouldn't put that in the
it's just
bathroom.
Way too nice.
I'm just saying.
I know that's
know,
where everything. Yeah, we don't
we
hang anything up on our.
We're not going to hang anything on the walls except in the bathroom. But then we get a flag, and it's like,
Well, don't we have a flag in the bathroom?
No, we have two plaques.
We have the plaques for the flags. We actually have the flags in the cases.
Yeah,
oh,
like
they're
two
in
plaques
here.
That came with flags that were flown in
Afghanistan,
and Iraq. So the plaques are up there. We couldn't hang the actual flags, but that might be a bit.
That's awesome. I need a new flag on my house. I was looking at it last night. You know, I have a you have to have a light on it at night, and I was looking at it, and I was like, man, there's a couple spots where you can see, like, little holes starting to develop, little pinpricks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're tinier. I mean, they're – like, you wouldn't be able to put a pen, like an ink pen or anything through it. They're not even a quarter of the size of that, but they're little slivers. And I know once the wind starts whipping that, it's done.
Wow.
So I've got to do that. And then I got to get my flag to the Boy Scouts so they can retire it and do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yep, you don't? Do you retire your own flags or do you donate them to the Scouts?
I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever.
Do you have a flag flying at your house?
Yeah, I have one hanging in. It's actually hanging in my garage.
Oh, so it doesn't really see action.
Oh, it's hanging down off the wall.
Okay.
Yeah, but no. But why don't you give it to Patrick? He's a Girl Scout.
That's true.
Girl Scouts can do it, too.
Do the Girl Scouts retire flags?
I don't know if they do that. I haven't asked.
I've never found that out.
I'm a new Girl Scout.
How's that going, by the way?
I went on an official Girl Scout field trip where we walked through the woods in the dark listening for owls.
Mm. Were the moms hot?
Boy, there's one or two. I'm not going to lie, but they're married. But, man, one or two where you go, you somebody's mom?
Okay, let's dive into this in just a moment. By the way, they do retire worn American flags.
There you go.
The Girl Scouts?
Yes.
Oh, there
so Bubba, get your flag, and then you'll have
I can deliver it to
you'll look like
my Girl Scout troop.
Yeah, you'll be awesome. What a great impression that's going to make on one of the hot moms.
Stop, man. I am not going to Girl Scouts to meet single
moms. Yes, you are.
Absolutely not.
Yes, absolutely you are.
No.
Dude.
Are you telling me that if one of the hot mom Girl Scout moms comes up to you and says, hey, you're Patrick, right?
No, okay, first of all, that's not going to happen.
And then she goes, you want to do coffee sometime? You're going to go, no,
yeah,
I'm not here.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I'm not here to meet you.
No, if coffee. That happened, yes, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
I'm frumpy Girl Scout dad, okay? Nobody's hitting on me at
you don't
Girl
know,
Scout party.
You yeah. don't know
right,
that.
That's his superhero name.
Frumpy Girl Scout dad. Yeah, that's me, buddy.
Dun, da, da.
That should be your description on Tinder.
Dude, you would get more swipes.
No, first of all, I'm getting no swipes on Tinder
now. The word
now, so
frumpy Girl Scout dad is great, and girls would be like, you know what? That's the kind of guy I need. I've tried all these blank boys.
Yeah.
I need a frumpy Girl Scout dad.
No, they would be
all about it, man.
Frumpy. What is it again?
Frumpy Girl Scout
Girl
dad.
Scout FGSD.
Oh,
frumpy
yeah.
Girl Scout dad FGSD.
That's
hashtag
me.
FGSD.
Hashtag FGSD.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dude, right.
I want to get me one of those stickers. You know, the ones that like it's like usually three letters for like, you know,
like
Outer Banks. It's like OBS or whatever.
OBX.
Hilton Head.
Oh, yeah, OBX.
Two H's.
Yeah. But I'm going to get one that says FGSD. And it's going to be like in a, semicircle.
You can make those.
I can make it. I can have it done. You can have it by Monday. Are you put that on your car?
No, not at all. You make it a T-shirt, I'll wear it.
You get it.
There you go.
And you know what? Hey, the T-shirt is FGSD, and it's
a silhouette.
It's like in Girl Scout color.
It's in the shape of the Girl Scout logo or something.
The green. Yeah.
Hey, somebody designed that. Somebody who's super creative.
They could put the Girl Scout logo
and
instead of the word Girl Scouts,
it's
FGSD.
You can't put anywhere on the shirt.
Scout, Dad.
You can't put anywhere on the shirt what it says because that's the way. That's your.
Yeah.
Then
that's
people your opening.
Up,
that's your door.
Like my Updog shirt. Everybody comes up and it's just the shirt says Up Dog.
And people come walk up to you and they go, say, "What's up, dog?"
Yeah, yeah. And it's like it's one of my favorite shirts because it's a conversation starter.
Yeah, they walk up and they go, "I've seen it happen. What's up, dog?"
That's what they do. What's up, dog?
I'm like,
go,
yeah.
They read. They go, "What's up, dog?" And he goes, "Not much, man. What's up with you?"
That is the ultimate Bubba shirt. That might be the most Bubba thing. I didn't even know you had that.
Yeah.
That's so great.
I haven't worn it in a long time because it was falling apart.
Oh, it's so good.
FGSD, Frumpy Girl Scout Dad. I'm not going to let that die. That's gotta get legs, man.
It's gotta be a thing.
It's got to get legs and be a thing.
See if anybody's tweeting it yet.
Nobody's
FGSD.
Tweeting it yet.
Not one tweet.
Hashtag FGSD.
That's okay.
Dang it. Jeez. This is not going to be a thing. Steven Seagal is trending on Twitter, but FGSD is not?
Steven Seagal is trending because he got...
You remember, the
did
podcast...
Did he die?
No, Putin gave him a key to the city or a t-shirt or something stupid.
A t-shirt.
Yeah.
Really?
Vladimir Putin has given him a T-shirt.
Yeah. No, I'm not a big fan of that.
He has been given Russian citizenship by Putin.
It. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't get that, man. Like,
America gives you
side, man.
So much.
Exactly.
And then you go and you spit in the face of the country that loves you.
Well, man, we don't really love him so much.
People watched his stupid cop show. That's how much we loved him. We put up with several seasons of, Steven Seagal,
Lawman. Wasn't that filmed
in
Homa?
No, that was Kenner.
Oh, Kenner.
Right down
Kenner.
The road from where I grew
yes.
up.
Yes.
Kenner.
Yeah. Kenner, bruh.
Kenner with the fake cop car.
Well, no,
the one parked on the side. Yeah, parked right on the side of the highway.
I thought that was LaPlace.
You always thought no, it was Kenner.
Welcome to Kenner Cop. That was it.
Welcome to Kenner Cop. There to get you. And you know what?
Every single time the car sat there for years.
Years, so never moved.
Still, you like tap that brake when you see it.
Every time. Have you seen the ones where they?
It's instinctive when you see a cop car on the side of the interstate.
Sometimes they will use, especially out west, they'll use like cutouts of cop cars,
so like we did to the Germans, inflatable tanks.
Yeah, similar. Until kids steal it. You guys ever steal a street sign when you're in high school?
I was in middle school, one of my friends stole a sign.
I'm like, did I or was it somebody else? I have one, but
when I was
don't
in middle
think
school, my
it.
Friend stole a sign at the end of the street that said "No dumping," and we hung it in the.
We need that here.
We hung it in the middle school boys' bathroom. No dumping.
It was wasted because somebody, the vice principal, took that home.
No, but it was there for an entire day, and it was hysterical because you know we were walking around telling everybody, "Go in the boys' bathroom." You got to see it. It's so good. This is before phones, so we don't have any pictures of before, you know.
So you can't
cell
even
phones.
Prove it.
No, we can't even prove it happened, but it happened. It was great. Great.
No dumping is great.
The eighth grade boys' bathroom had a no dumping sign.
We tried to to steal a
by the way, kids,
bench.
Stealing is wrong.
Stealing is very wrong.
We tried to steal a bench out of a Burger King one time. It was one of those back. It was the way it was. You know, like, you kind of go around the corner, and it's like back where the bathrooms are. And back in the back, they had a circular table, and we would all sit back at this table. Me, this we call ourselves the quad squad. There's four of us.
Oh my god! You called yourself the quad
legs.
Squad.
Listen, your hot legs.
FGSD.
And, whatever. I wasn't a member of the quad squad, so I don't know how to be cool.
And so we're sitting back there one night, and Jeremy Howard had a old pickup truck, and he had his truck there. And I put my – it wasn't the bench. It was the tabletop. It was a big round tabletop. So I put my hands, like, on my knees, like this, and then they came up to the bottom of the table, and if I – flex my like my tippy toes, it would push my arms up and it would push the table up a little bit.
Right.
Well, I kept doing that. We're all kind of talking. And one time I just pushed too hard.
And it broke.
And it went and everyone stopped. And all of a sudden I start moving it. And I'm like, dude, this is free. I said,
it's ours now.
I go, push on that side just to break the rest of it off.
You break it, you buy it.
So now we're like, oh my gosh, it's off. We can roll it out of here. We can flat out roll it out and have it forever. So we're like, we're doing this. So Gerald went and did point, and he watched. He only went and made a big order to keep everyone busy. And then Sam and I stood back. Jeremy pulled the truck up, and we put something at the door and to hold it open. And we get the door, we get the thing, the table, the round table, and we've got it, and we're kind of rolling it out. And about that time, a god awful like noise, like alarm, goes off. And if you keep that door open too long, it sets an alarm.
Oh, I was thinking there was like some kind of proximity sensor or something. Going, what's going on?
No,
with that
we just
table?
Had the door open too long. It's going.
My refrigerator does that.
So
now.
We all freaked out and put the table back. And just bolted, and we never. But that table, we
you actually
back.
Unbolted.
We yeah, right. And so, hey there. Hey, here's a look at traffic. And so it to this day, we always talk about the time we almost.
You almost did it.
My entire senior year of high school, they were doing construction on the road right in front of the high school, and. I don't know. It was around Christmas break. We took one of the cones. We were just driving by my
the
buddy.
The big ones?
Those, no, you know, this. It was just one of those yellow cones, but it was a tall one. It was about 3 feet
yellow
tall.
Yellow or orange?
Orange, I mean. And my buddy Dwayne, out of the passenger window of my car, reached out and just scooped one at 35 miles an hour. And for like
that's impressive.
The entire rest of the year, We just put it in the middle of the back seat like it was riding along with us. I think that thing stayed in the car for 2 months, just sitting there.
I never did anything like that.
Yeah.
Shoot, man.
By the way,
Bubba's the only person I know who got shot with a shotgun with rock salt because he was stealing chickens. I mean,
I thought that had something to do with the farmer's daughter.
No. It was a farmer, but yeah, no, we were camping.
Isn't there another story where you got caught?
No.
By somebody's daddy, and they no. Oh, he's like shutting it down.
Yeah, you did. I remember that story.
Oh, forgot. Bubba's Bubba doesn't want these stories.
Daddy came.
Out there.
Daddy came home.
No. I never mind. I'm gonna help Bubba out. I got daughters too.
Bubba, you got to go. You got to go now.
The chicken thing was dumb. We were camping. See, how about that? I'm learning from all the political stuff I've been watching. The chicken thing was interesting because this guy came out. We were camping and we were dumb. We were 15, 16 years old, and we're like, who's hungry? Let's go get some chickens. The farmer's got chickens. So we went over to this guy's pen, and we're in there, and he comes out, and he's got a shotgun. Get out of here, y'all. He's cussing at us. And so we're running, and I don't even remember hearing it. I just remember getting knocked end over end. I did a front flip, and I landed on my back, and I was like, I just got shot.
Then you heard the
boom. Then I don't even remember hearing the boom. Oh, I mean, wow. I say I do, but I don't really. Mm-hmm. I just remember flipping over going, oh my God, I just got shot. And I was like moving things. I'm like, I can move. So we just ran. And then, you know, the rock salt was just melting inside. And my buds were having to sit there with a little buck knife and pull little pieces of rock salt out of my back. Kids never steal.
That's the most, isn't that the most country? That's like the most country redneck,
really the most redneck
story
thing
ever. I don't know if people go, I'm country. I'm going, yeah. You ever been shot by rock salt because you were stealing chickens?
Stealing chickens.
Oh,
my mom.
No?
My mom was so mad when she found that story out. And my brother, this is the great thing. It runs in the family. My brother, I was sharing that story. My mom was, you know, like kind of talking about it. My brother goes, oh, I was shot with rock salt too. I'm like, you know what? This is great. Who knew?
Hey,
hi, Carson.
Hi.
FGSD stands for Frumpy Girl Scout Dad.
Oh, hashtag FGSD.
Hashtag FGSD.
That's me. I'm Frumpy Girl Scout Dad.
Aww.
That's me. Yeah. What do you gotta own it.
What is Patrick's best quality?
Oh, God.
When it comes to...
I think he's got a great sense of humor.
As a woman,
you mean physically or...
Well, it could be anything.
Oh,
what's his most attractive quality? That's a good question.
Most attractive.
What's his most attractive quality?
Well, okay, I know you want to be known for your sense of humor. No, because I'm actually weighing out a number of things.
Oh wow! Whatever.
Good answer.
Oh my God.
Well, no, because I was okay from a physical perspective. I think Patrick has a great smile. He's very warm and engaging, and he seems very genuine.
And he's very warm.
He is very funny.
I am warm. He's very cuddly.
But he also, but again, the smile that's physical goes to the internal. Patrick is very inviting, and he's very inclusive. Like, he'll be at a party where you can tell somebody doesn't know anybody, and he's the first one to be like, what are you doing over there? Come hang out with us. Mm-hmm. And yes, you are very funny, but I think that's actually a better quality.
He has a big heart.
Okay. Yeah, he makes people feel at ease.
I have a big heart. It's enlarged from the cholesterol. Thank you. My favorite thing that happened all weekend, I told this story about 10 times last night, is Derek. So Derek is a buddy of Big D and Bubba's. They've met because he's been at the CMA Awards broadcast several times.
Yes, he's actually one of the artist escorts.
Yeah, so I'm always on the other side.
Derek St. Pierre, what's up, Derek?
Yeah, I'm always in a studio putting the thing together. And then Derek tells Big D and Bubba, oh, I met Patrick at a country radio seminar this year. And D's like, oh, that's good. He goes, yeah, he was really drunk. And I said, no, I wasn't. Ask him how he knew I was drunk. And Derek said, well, he was really loud and funny and a little bit mean. And I was like, dude, no, that's me on like a Tuesday at 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why you think I was drunk.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's super cool, man. Yeah. And every year he takes care of us. Every time we do an event, he's always one of the guys who, what they call them are artist escorts. And their job is to basically take Luke Bryan to go and make sure Luke Bryan sees Big D and Bubba and spends time with us. Yeah. And that's his job, is to make sure that he gets to us. And I appreciate that.
It's also hard because now he's got Luke Bryan and Big D and Bubba who are, you know, professional radio people sitting there, and this guy's got to tell Big D and Bubba and Luke Bryan to stop hanging out after, like, what,
4 minutes.
Somewhere up in there.
Think about that. You're a
And you know what Luke always says? Luke always says, because they point at you, you know, and you're kind of looking at it and they're like, okay, they'll go 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And Luke will go, all right, and turn his head to where he's not looking at them anymore. Yeah. So he can keep talking and just hang out, you know, and be boys. Like Dierks Bentley did that. They were like, Dierks, rap it.
Oh, no, not Dierks, because it's all airplane talk. Airplane.
Well, we're the only dudes he could talk airplanes with.
That's what he told us.
You guys actually had a lot of them like that. It was like everybody came to see Big D and Bubba, and it was like, oh, yay, we have friends here. And then I've got the talent escorts going, like, can you tell them to wrap it up? No, you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell Billy Currington to wrap things up. That's on you.
He's sitting there talking to Bubba about ukuleles.
Yeah.
Ukulele.
Can't stop.
Ukulele. Can't stop that awesome conversation.
That's just too awesome.
No, it's interesting because let's go back to it. When we go and we do these CMA broadcasts or ACM broadcasts or even when we did the Super Bowl, we hardly ever talk about whatever the event is that's there. Now, honestly, we talk
about the CMAs.
We do talk about it. We open with it and we close with it, is what I'm saying. But everything in between is all just friend talk. Whatever, whoever, it doesn't matter who they are. We just hang out and we chill. What are you giggling at? No.
I can't.
What?
I can't. No, I was going to make fun of other people, and I can't do that.
No. Okay.
That's mean.
I thought you were going to make fun of me.
I thought you were going to make fun of me.
I'm like, you could go at it. I mean, you know.
I'm just remembering that I didn't tell you a story about something I overheard while we were backstage at the CMA. It's bad.
Carson, what is Bubba's most attractive quality?
It's not quite intelligence. Not that you're not very smart, but it's your passion for knowing.
I spat on myself. I was like,
but it's not quite intelligence.
But I don't mean it like that. It's not just that you know a bunch of stuff. You're always hungry to know more. You are like whether it's TV, pop culture, space, airplane. Like you just have this thirst and hunger to know more and then to share it. And I think that's a fantastic quality.
You know, you have great hair, great eyes.
Your eyes, by the way, whatever that lighting was.
I know.
At the, and you know, because everybody was talking about it. Her eyes, Carson's eyes, they're blue. But for some reason, the LED lights that they had at the CMAs, they were making them not blue. They were making them this crazy color that you can only get with like
contact.
Not even contacts. Like, you could only get that in marbles when you were a little kid. It was that blue that just wasn't an earthly blue.
If you looked up at the lights, they were actually the different colors of the spectrum focused on you. Because you guys at one point were, I don't know if you'd taken a break or something, and Kane Brown came over. And the first thing he said was, my God. Are those your eyes? And his label person's like, what do you think her eyes? And what do you think? She's like, got glass eyes. She's looking at you. And he's like, no, look at her. And then it became this whole, everybody go look into my eyes, which is kind of creepy.
But it was Kane Brown.
It was fine. And I said, I got a lot of black makeup on, and you know, I've got my eyes ringed like a raccoon.
So if you have more eyeliner, it makes your eyes bluer.
Yeah.
If you put more black eyeliner, your eyes get blue.
Yeah, like right now, I've got last night's makeup on, and there's a lot of black rings happening here. So,
Hey, by the way, Ben, our bud Ben, he just texted and said, that's a dope hat you got on that podcast video. Yeah, I got a lot. He gave us these hats.
Your L.L. Bean hats.
L.L. Bean hats, yeah. And
I thought he was talking about Bubba's HLB hat.
And I'll tell you, Ben.
That's right.
I had Keith Urban said, man, I like your vintage
L.L. Bean
hat. Yeah. And somebody else said something. Luke? I think it was Luke.
Several people. It was.
I had a lot of
like
comments
four
on the
or
hat.
Five different country artists.
Yeah.
And they're all big ones. You know, they're all like, oh, I love the L.L. Bean, the vintage. And a couple have said vintage, and a couple just said it bean hat and stuff like that.
So,
Trisha Yearwood liked my jeans.
Yeah. Oh, Trisha said, make sure Garth sees him. And Carson's like, Garth is going to see him because I'm wearing
Don't
him.
Worry.
I'm going to make sure Garth
He's gonna see
sees
more
my
than that.
You think he'll want to touch him? I'm just saying. Maybe he'd like to touch
him. So that was really awkward, by the way. Carson, no, that really was. That needs to be discussed a little bit at length here. Carson loves Garth Brooks. I mean, like,
yeah, I might have lied to Ms. Yearwood about how much I love Garth Brooks.
Yeah, you lied to her face.
So yeah,
Trisha,
I did.
Trisha Yearwood yeah, walks did. Up and Carson's there, and all of a sudden you could see Carson just kind of, you know, that little meme of Homer Simpson fading into the
into the bushes.
That's exactly what she went into the curtain.
And like, you know, before we get into that, it was all planned because Patrick kind of rolls in. And he goes, you know, I may need you to go see the guys. Like, they're doing a great job, but I'm just kind of freaking out. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
And about 15 minutes later, he's like,
down there.
He's like, why don't you go down right now?
Yeah.
And I go.
And I knew they were close and that they were going to be back to back. I'm like, I got to get Carson down there before Trisha and Garth. And I mean, what did she walk up? How was the timing? She walked
Trisha
up. Trisha
had just walked
before.
In.
Oh, it was great.
And I walked in right behind her.
So great.
Yeah. So, so I did the fade back into the, oh, there's Miss Yearwood.
Okay.
Hey, you.
Hey, it was a little, there's a little, you know, I mean, I know that I actually
understand. She is so secure in who she is and
but
all that.
Was, you know what? There's a little, there was something. There's a little bit of, it wasn't much, but there was some. She had a little bit of,
keep your distance.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like how my whole explanation? I was like, no. She loves Garth. I love Garth Brooks, the music.
Yeah.
You yes, like that dude, line?
No,
you like
all,
that one?
None of us bought
nobody
that.
Nobody bought
she
it.
She didn't buy
no,
that
she,
either.
No,
that
she ain't dumb, y'all. She is not a dumb lady. But I thought it was good in the moment. No, it was. I thought it was funny. And Dee really did apologize to me. I go, no. Like, I thought it was funny. It was good for the air. And
did it break your heart though at the CMA Awards when they finished singing and he just reaches over and just grabs her? And
do you know how many times I've seen them in concert and they do that every time they
yeah,
sing in
still,
another's eyes?
But still, he had just kissed you on the lips 2 days before.
You know what? I mean, share the wealth.
Share
That's
the
it.
Wealth.
Have you ever, honestly? Have you ever kissed an inanimate Garth Brooks?
No, I have not. I mean, unless you count the time that I painted his face on a pillow. No, of course. I'm not that girl who, like,
okay.
I know that girl.
Yeah,
we
I don't
know
kiss.
That girl.
And do you guys know this? That, like, I mean, you have daughters, but, and I don't know that yours would do it. Like, I grew up with girls that would kiss posters. I never did that, but they would, like, put on lipstick and kiss posters. Yeah. Of, like, guys that, and, like, Justin Bieber fans do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. I never. Mm-mm. Wow. And I'd be the first to admit. I'd be like, it's funny if I tell you that, but I honestly never did.
I will say, as a dad of daughters, that I don't see posters with lipstick around my house right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, then you're fine.
So that's, they don't have posters of guys.
They're just kissing their phone now. They pull up the picture.
Probably just kiss the phone.
Yeah, that's no. I never.
Carson and I, we really can't tell too many details because it'll be easy to know who we're talking about, and she's that crazy. But we know one super crazy stalker fan.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way.
Bad.
Oh, come on!
In
really?
A bad. Oh man.
She when
don't make it. Don't.
I'm trying to
it.
Think of a way that I can tell
she's
this
just,
obscurely.
No, you can't. Yeah,
basically,
just, let me just tell you, she's and it's more than one guy. She's like crazy obsessed with multiple guys.
She invited me along to go sit out. I'm not going to say who. She invited me along to go sit outside the gates of a certain celebrity's house because, you know, he'll come out and take pictures with us.
Garth Brooks?
I'm just saying it was a celebrity.
Okay.
And
Garth has been known to do that.
Yes, he has. I'm just, you can add up any sort of equation you'd like. But I never in my life would it occur to me.
She's going to kill us now. Thank you, Carson.
To be that guy. Like, don't get me
wrong.
Well,
you guys say that, but you both share another friend. You share another friend who basically did the same thing. They found out that Daryl from The Walking Dead was in town, and they went stalking.
Also, secrets. God, man.
But yes,
guys.
We do have some friends that are very good detectives.
And they found him.
Yeah, to the point that, no, I'm not.
And
I am
Negan.
Not that.
I'm going to go, that was a one-time thing.
Yeah.
And the other girl, it
the
is all
is
the
not.
Time. This is all she does.
You know, I'm going to say this because there is such a double standard. Because if a guy
were
to, if I were to go camp out outside of Carrie Underwood's driveway, waiting for her to come outside.
First of all, you picked the right one. Because
first of all,
I'm going to tell you, Carrie would have you arrested.
I know. Yep. That's what I'm saying. She would not come out and sign autographs for me. She would have me arrested.
Yes.
I would be in the back of a cop car trying to figure out how to open the doors.
That's it, right there.
And you know what? If I or any other female is going to do that to some male celebrity, turnabout's fair play. Do not stalk people. It's weird and creepy. What is your end game? Do you want to date with this guy? Do you want to be friends with him? Do you want to marry him?
You just want to meet him, right? Is that what they're doing?
No, chicks are weird. Yeah. We have little fantasies built up in our heads that it's going to be something more.
If only they meet me.
Exactly. That's it. And so, how could he say no when I've been sleeping in front of his house for 36 hours? That's going to be so attractive to him. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Dee. That every podcast ends with Dee Stalker, Brian, saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
God, that was so creepy.
Something that...
I do want to share this just for those of you who...
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Something that...
Jeez. That's what it kept going. You remember when we gave... I'm sorry, Patrick.
It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so... we called him... called him
after this guy had been sending you pictures and probably 45 to 50 texts every day.
Not to my phone, but to the 800 number.
But still.
And he started sending pictures of his stuff and junk.
I remember at first
it was innocent. Here's a picture of his leg with a sock on his foot. Oh, okay, great. That's fine. And then it went up the leg.
Oh.
Then finally it was just like, hey.
No.
You know,
and Big D was like, hey, can you please stop?
Let's be friends, y'all.
We called him and he must have said that. It was like listening to a broken record. It was
Let's be friends. I almost thought it was so disjointed. I thought it was like a soundboard.
Let's be friends.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, hey,
somebody
man.
Sitting there with
somebody
bit.
Was just playing like.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Stuff.
And I was like, hey, man. You
let's
know,
be
this
friends,
is,
y'all.
You know,
too.
We can't be, man. It just, you know what? We've kind of crossed the line and. You know, it's,
you
so,
sent the pictures. That was disturbing.
That's to be friends. You want to? Okay. Hello. And I remember stopping, going, like totally legit, going, okay. Is this a real deal?
Yeah.
And someone told me.
We got
told
the police
me,
involved, and they told us he is a real guy, and he is not well.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to get too much into it.
Yeah, but that's.
But again, going back to it, a girl can do those things, and it's weird, and I don't think it's fair. Because
no, and guess what? A girl should not do that.
But what I'm saying is, what if there's a guy who is just a casual fan? He's still, because you're a guy, you're still considered more dangerous, even if they're not doing anything. They could be doing half of what the girl is doing, but just because it's a guy, he's worse off.
We mentioned it earlier. I was at the party last night. Taylor Swift was there. I can't go. I have known Taylor Swift since she was 14 years old. Okay. She walks by at one point and she kind of like, you know, waves and that's it. Okay. I don't go up. I don't try to jump in and take a selfie. Think about how girls act when they see Luke Bryan or whoever. They just run right up
and
there.
Grab his butt.
Well, that Luke had to institute a please don't grab my derriere policy.
Yeah.
Because women will. And again, what is your end game? Well, if I grab his butt, then he'll notice me and we'll date. No, you won't.
It's not
at
even
all.
That with him. Yeah. I think they just want. Yeah, I mean,
there was a radio guy that grabbed her butt and got a lawsuit.
About that. That
I'm not talking about. I'm just
open
saying.
Open litigation, I think, still.
But either way, I'm just saying, like, that's the double standard. These girls think it's okay to go and grab the guy, but if the guy were to do it the other way,
like
it's
said,
just, it's,
if,
it's weird.
If I so much as got too close to try to take a picture with her, it would be
security would have been all over
it would
you.
Have been shut down. Okay. Yeah. But
so what we're saying is, if you want to be a stalker, it's best to be a girl.
Yeah.
Don't be a stalker. Do not be a stalker.
I don't want to be like the guy who thinks I'm better than other people at these things, but I just want to say, Carson can vouch for me, and I'm not knocking Carson because this is not about her or anyone we actually know.
Carson got the sad face.
Like, what did I do?
No, I'm getting knocked. Because there are times when it's appropriate to take a picture with a celebrity when they come here, when you're at a party and there's 20 people and you're waiting in line to take a picture because he's taking pictures with everybody. When people start swarming people for selfies, sometimes I'm like, guys.
I was at a wedding and that happened to me.
Here's my thing. If you wouldn't go up and ask that person for an autograph because it would be inappropriate, you shouldn't go up and ask them to take a selfie with you.
Well, do you remember last year, it went viral, the wedding video. Jon Bon Jovi was at a wedding, and the band basically badgered him to get up and sing Living on a Prayer.
It was awful.
Yeah, and it's like, because now it took the focus off the bride specifically.
That's exactly what happened.
And he
to me
kept
this
saying,
weekend.
Yeah, and he kept saying, like,
I'm
no,
Bon Jovi.
And he's trying to be like, no, it's cool. It's cool. You sing. And the wedding singer just basically hounded him so much that he finally had to get up and sing. And again, now you're taking the focus off what it's supposed to be. And yeah, it was, and it was the, it's, it makes you cringe
that's
to watch it.
I don't
see
like
it.
Watching whenever celebrities show up and surprise people at their weddings.
Yeah.
Because again, it takes the onus off. Again, I'm going to, just to put it into perspective on a very small scale, I went to my friend Glenn and Marlena's wedding this weekend. And after, at the rehearsal, it was selfie fest. You know, hey, Bubba, come over and take a picture. You know, and I'm like, they're trying to cut the cake. And I'm like, look, you have to wait. I didn't want to come off as being ugly about it, but I'm like, this is their wedding.
But it's their day.
This is her day. Yep. She has been waiting. This is her first marriage. This is what she has. This is her princess moment.
Yeah.
I don't want to be over there taking a selfie and stealing from that. And I told her after, because she walks up and she was like, hey, so my family said they all got selfies with you. And I said, look, I apologize about that. I said, I made sure that it wasn't at, you know, whenever you're doing the money dance or any of that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't want to take away from you. She's like, oh, no, that's fine. Did everybody? I was like, I think everybody who wanted one go, you know, kind of thing. But it's still, it's not cool. There are times and places. I will gladly say this any day. I'll take a selfie with anybody just about any time. Because it's the day that somebody doesn't want to take a selfie that it's not good. You know, because I want to take a selfie with you. If I don't know you and you're a listener, you're one of our 17, I want a picture of you. I want to go and like your Instagram post. I'll even comment and whatever. I think it's the coolest thing ever that we can all be friends like that. But there are times and places that we need to do that kind of stuff. Like Big D and I are going to be out in Laredo at the mall coming up tomorrow raising money for Make-A-Wish. You know what? Come by. Do selfies. And while you're there, make a donation for those people
look
in Laredo.
Bubba just pivoted.
I'm just saying.
Like a politician.
Champ.
Let's turn it into a good
champ.
Thing. So, yeah, come on by. I want
can't
to do that.
Come back from that. I think that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah, we're done. Everyone good? Okay, awesome.
Are we really done?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show
every day
on the radio. Every day, it was the podcast.